For now, everything seems to be quiet. The town seems to be safe. There's no tension. There's nothing that we have to be afraid of.
There certainly have been concerns that there could be possible election-related violence, perhaps during the election process. Do you think the concerns are legitimate?
The concerns are legitimate because to the extent that if you listen to both sides, the tension is high, a different scenario that we are going to be faced with from experience. Because by the time the security is very high, then the boys mobilize, the thugs mobilize, they find it very difficult to come out during the election. Again, from experience, during the coalition, that is when this is very, very difficult to curtail the thuggery if they really mean to come out to disrupt the coalition. Because during coalition, most of them are not. They are held in the night in secluded places, primary schools or secondary schools, and there's usually not enough security to handle it. I really don't know why. But let's see what happens. I doubt whether that's what is going to take place, but let's see what happens tomorrow. But I'm very sure that the voting process itself, casting of votes and counting of those votes at the polling booths, will highly be successful.
Incumbent Governor Godwin Obaseki recently embraced his main rival and contender. Do you think this sends a message? In spite of the contention ahead of the election, there should be peace?
In Nigeria, our politicians are very, very fast in mounting peace, respect for peace and for law and order. But in truth, they don't obey it and their followers don't obey it. From my perspective, peace will not hold just because he is a man of Obaseki, he hugged each other somewhere or signed some document somewhere. No. Peace can only hold because the security forces are on ground. If the security forces are not on ground, they are going to have a lot of problems. So I've been speaking to one or two persons, and the feedback I'm having is that the boys themselves are getting wiser. That you go to the field and you are shot dead, you just die for nothing. So most of them are not really willing to go all the hog. Once there is security men visibly on ground, I'm very sure that we won't have a violent election.
What are your expectations about the credibility of the election?
The truth of the matter is that in Nigeria, as it is at its swear, the election are not rigged on the day of election in the real sense of the word. Now, the question you ask yourself is, the ADNEC, ADLOC staff, the electoral officers, who are the polling officers, how were they recruited? Nobody knows. Usually, that is where the rigging starts from. So, ultimately, I have never really had the belief that our electoral process is 100% foolproof. But you see, the society we live in, and we just learn to live with it. But as for the actual voting, I'm foreseeing a situation where people will come out tomorrow to vote, because I think for the first time in a long while, the two major parties, that is APC and PDP, are feeding candidates from the same environment, that is from the Benin sub-tribe of Edo State.